Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
As we addressed yesterday that there is no definitive verse that talks about whether babies go to heaven, we want to address the question of 2 Samuel chapter 12, because this is the verse that most people turn to justify babies going to heaven. This is the event where David was prophesied that from Nathan that he would lose his son because of his sin with Bathsheba, and that child would die. That child got sick, and David prayed for that child for a week, fasting and praying. When the child did in fact die, David came and cleansed himself and prepared for worship. Then he went and ate, and the servants were confused. David responded to his servants, who were confused because they were wondering why he would do this. And he said in chapter 12, verse 22, he said, "While the child was still alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, 'Who knows whether the Lord will be gracious to me that the child may live?' But he is dead. Why should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he will not return to me." Many people see this as a prophecy or promise that David would see his child in heaven, and that all children, by virtue of this verse, go to heaven. Now, I understand this is emotional, and many who've lost a child wish this to mean what they think this says. But on tomorrow's podcast, we're going to dissect this and see what it actually teaches.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.